Last month, Chicago Sun-Times columnist Mary Laney was stopped and fined for speeding while traveling Interstate 94. In a recent column, Laney says a deputy sheriff told her that her driver's license was suspended in Wisconsin, then frisked her and had her car towed away. She then waited 2 hours at the Racine County Sheriff's Office for her son and a friend to come get her. Laney says when she later called the Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles, they saw no suspension of her license, but said she could get a credit towards her fine. Sergeant Brian Laundry is the public information officer for the Racine County Sheriff's Department. He says since Laney's column, many out-of-state travelers have called to ask if they'd get the same treatment if they come through the area. Laundry says the incident has been blown out of proportion.
The deputy's actions were proper for the situation. Everything he did would not have changed whether it was an Illinois or Wisconsin person. We don't target anyone except for traffic offenders because we're trying to make that stretch of interstate safe for everyone.
Laundry adds there's nothing he can do about people's perceptions on whether or not Illinois drivers are more likely to be pulled over. But he says the level of traffic coming into Racine County merits a tight watch.
For a 2-year period of 2002 and 2003, over 13,000 citations and arrests were made in the I-94 community, which is I-94 and a mile in each direction, east and west.
Meanwhile, Laney has admitted to speeding, but contends she was following the flow of traffic when she was pulled over. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.